إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد All praises due to Allah. We laud Him, in Him we seek help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear Allah who created you from one soul, from Adam alayhi salam, and from that one soul, his mate, Al-Hawa, Eve, and from the two of them, countless men and women, spread abroad in multitudes. Fear the Lord who created you, keep the relations of family ties with you, remember the wounds that bore you, and remember that surely Allah is a raqib or watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that which is correct. Allah will forgive you of your sins and repair all of your affairs and deeds. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has allowed to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely they have achieved the greatest of all successes. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, the Qur'an. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Before we begin this khutbah, or the theme or the subject of this khutbah, brothers and sisters in Islam, we want to remind you, as we try to remind you occasionally in the Jumu'ah khutbah, that there should be no talking, there should be no eating, there should be no fumbling with the zikr beads, which is not a part of Islam in the first place. You should not be leaning on your left hand on the palm, because as the Prophet's companion, radiallahu anhu, Shuraid ibn Suwayd, radiallahu anhu, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by me one time, and I was leaning on my left hand, on the palm of my left hand. And he said to me, أَتَقْعَدُ قِدْعَةَ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ Are you sitting with the sitting of the people who are مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, the Jews? This is the cursed way to sit. And we should also remember that while we're waiting for the salah, whether it is Fajr, or Zuhr, or Asr, or Maghrib, or Isha, we should not sit with our fingers interlocked like this or interlaced, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan is sitting between your fingers. It is makruh to sit with your fingers like this, or stand with your fingers like this, while you're waiting for the salah. So unlock your fingers, brothers and your sisters. Unlace your fingers around your knees and in front of your body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is an order from the message of Allah, not from myself. Don't sit with your fingers like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, in many places in the Quran, and one of those places that Allah mentioned, He said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ That corruption has spread over the land and the sea because of what human beings, their hands have earned. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the human being to taste just a portion of what their hands have done, what they have done themselves. The corruption that we find in the world has spread throughout the land and the sea because of what we have done with our hands. And Allah will allow them, the people who do this, the corruption in land and in sea, to taste just a portion of what their hands have done, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that perhaps they will return. Meaning return to practicing Islam correctly and leaving off all types of sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a beautiful hadith, brothers. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to this hadith that is found in Ibn Majah's collection in his Sunan. In the book of Al-Fitan, of trials and tribulations, of which we are living today. We are living in a time of great fitna. Under the section of Al-Uqubah, the section of punishment. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أقبل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم approached us. فقال, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا معشر المهاجرين خمس إذا ابتليتم بهن وأعوذ بالله أن تدركوهن. He said, O party of Muhajirun, those who have migrated for the pleasure of Allah, there are five things that you will be tested with. And it's not permissible, brothers, to take out a pen or a pencil. It's not permissible, sisters, to take out a pen or a pencil and write these things down. You're only to look at the khatib while he's on the minbar giving the khutbah. You can't talk. You can't write. These things are not allowed. This is a khutbah. This is not a lecture. There are five things of which you will be tested with. But I seek refuge with Allah. Oh Allah, please, we forbid, oh Allah, forbid that these things reach you. Five things. لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَصَّ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there has never been a time that fahisha, fornication and adultery, will appear among a people ever. حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا. That they do it publicly. They don't care anymore. إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَاعُ أَلَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا. You will never find a time where there's a people who will commit adultery and fornication publicly, not caring about committing adultery and fornication, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not go near zina. Do not go near zina or fornication or adultery. And this, and Allahu A'lam, is the only sin in the Qur'an. The only sin mentioned in the Qur'an and Allahu A'lam. Allah knows best that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with wisdom, unlimited wisdom that Allah has, and Allah only knows the real reason why He did it, where He says, don't go near it. Not don't do it, don't go near it. Because truly it is a fahisha. It is a fahisha, it is an abomination, and it is a way to evil. There's not a time, out of the five things the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a people commit adultery and fornication publicly, not caring, as now, when we were in Canada to spread the word of Islam. That week that we were in Canada, they passed a law. The Canadian people, losing their minds, have passed a law that makes it permissible for a woman, black or white, Arab or non-Arab, to walk publicly anywhere she wants. She can go to church. She can go to the library. She can go to school. She can go to the workplace with her breast completely bare. With her breast out for everyone to see. وَسَأَسَبِيلٌ. Away to the fahisha. Away to the fornication. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning with the first of the five. You'll never see a people doing these things publicly except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them taste diseases, ailments, plagues,
that their forefathers have never experienced before. إِلَّا فَتَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونُ وَالْأَوْجَاعُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا. That there will be those type of diseases that the people who came before us never even experienced because of adultery and fornication. Gonorrhea, syphilis, AIDS, herpes, because of fornication and adultery. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are living in a time of fitna, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the second thing. He said, وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ إِلَّا أُخِذُ بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. The second thing that our beloved Messenger alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is that you will never find a people being deceptive and cheating in terms of weights and measures, in terms of business deals, in terms of buying and selling. You will never see that happen unless you see, because of that sin of cheating the people and deceiving the people with measures and weights and buying and selling, you will see famine and extreme calamity, and the rulers will become oppressive on us. You want to know why you got an oppressive Muslim ruler? You want to know why you have that king or that president or that prime minister over the Muslim countries who's a tyrannical oppressive leader? It's because of you and me cheating the people in terms of weights and measures. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَلُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Woe to the people who defraud, that when they ask from the people, they ask full measure from the people, but when they give back to the people, they give less than what they got. They give less than what they're supposed to get. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Don't they even think that there's going to come a day in which they're going to be resurrected? A great, tremendous, awful day, the day in which they'll stand in front of Allah, the Lord of the angels, the Lord of the animals, the Lord of the human beings, the Lord of the jinn, the Lord of the sun, the Lord of the moon, the Lord of the stars, the Lord of al-alameen. They're going to stand in front of Allah. So the reason why we have famine in the Muslim countries, and the reason why we have famine in the non-Muslim countries, and calamity, and the reason why we have oppressive leaders over us to this day, is because of our hand, of what we've done in land and sea. And Allah is letting us taste just a portion of it. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Just a portion of it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they can make tawbah and return to the deen of Islam in its totality. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. All you who believe, enter into Islam in its entirety, not partially, in totality. And do not follow the footsteps of الشيطان. أعوذ بالله منه. Because truly Shaitan is an open, avowed enemy to all of you. And then the third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُ الزَّكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And you'll never see a people withholding the zakah, withholding one of the five pillars of Islam that's obligatory on us. Year after year we go by and we don't even pay the zakat. We don't even think about paying the zakat. We don't even think about paying the zakat. إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَطْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمِ وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمِ لَمْ يُمْطَرُوا. The third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will never see a people withholding the zakat, the obligatory charity, for the benefit of the Muslims who are poor, for the benefit of the Muslims who are needy, locally and globally. You will never see a people withholding the zakat except that they will be deprived of the rain from the heavens. You want to know why in Muslim countries there's a lot of drought? Why the rain doesn't come down? Because the people who are waiting for the rain are not paying the zakat. They're not paying the zakat. And then the Prophet said, وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُمْطَرُوا. If it wasn't for the animals and the beasts, Allah would never send down the rain. Only because of the animals, not because of mercy on you, because of the animals. That means you're lower than animals when you withhold the zakat. If it wasn't for the beast, He would have never sent it down at all. And we wonder why we're having so many problems. Why? It's because we don't return to our deen and practice it the way we're supposed to practice it in its entirety. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man istanna bi sunnatihi wa man tamassaka bi dinihi wa man tabi'ahum li ihsan ila yawm ad-din. Amma ba'd. Brothers, inshallah, please move up. Try to move up a little bit closer. Inshallah, to give the brothers in the back some room. Barakallahu feekum, may Allah bless you. Please move up, inshallah. The fourth thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he said, وَمَا لَمْ يَنْقُضُ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَهْدَ رَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِلَّا سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًّا مِنْ غَيْرِهِمْ فَأَخَذُوا بَعْدَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in number four of the things that he feared for us, that they would approach us. But wallahi, they're approaching us. He feared and sought refuge with Allah that they would approach us. But wallahi, they're here, brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those, you'll never see a people who break their contract and their covenant with Allah, nor His messenger, who break their covenant, their ahd, with Allah and His messenger. You'll never see a time or people that happens except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an enemy from other than the Muslims and make them have power over the Muslims. And they will take part of the possessions of the Muslims that the Muslims own. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, Yushikul umam, أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة على قطعتها. He said that the nations of the earth are about to converge on us. They are about to converge on us and invite the people of the nations to take the Muslims and eat from the Muslims like someone who invites people to come to a dish and eat the food. And this is exactly what's happening. They're calling Russia, they're calling Germany, they're calling France, they're calling all the nations to come and eat from the Muslims like someone would come and invite you to eat from a plate. So the companions of the Messenger of Allah said, فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ, one of the people said, أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, is it because we're going to be small in number, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ. No, on that day, you will be many. 4 billion people in the world. 1 billion, not million, not 10 million, not 100 million, not 500 million. 1 billion Muslims. 3 million or so Jews. 1 billion Muslims. No, you will not be small in number, you'll be large in number. You'll be large in number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like the scum, like the froth, like the foam on the edge of the sea. When it pushes the water, pushes it up to the shore, you will be like that. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمُبَاهَةَ مِنْكُمْ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear by Allah, that Allah will remove from that your enemy's heart. Allah will remove from your enemy's heart al-mahaba. Al-mahabata minkum. Fear of you. The kuffar will no longer be afraid of you. From the great nations of the earth, among the kuffar, to the blood here in New York. They won't be afraid of you anymore. Allah is going to remove the fear that they used to have of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was one of the five things that the Prophet was distinguished and given superiority over all the other prophets and messengers of Allah alayhi musallatu wasalam, and that they were afraid of the Prophet for 1 month. Meaning, if they heard that the messenger of Allah, by fax, by telephone, by internet, if they heard on the telephone, if they heard by word of mouth, if they heard in the trees or by hunger, if they heard that the messenger of Allah was on his way, they would break camp, literally. They would leave the entire city a month before he got there, because they were afraid of the Muslims. They were afraid of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. Why? It's because they practiced Islam in its entirety. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ, and he will put in your heart wahan. فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ, so one of the companions said, مَا الْوَهَنِ, what is wahan يا رسول الله? The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, it is the love of this dunya and fear of death, disliking of dying. You don't like dying, you don't like death anymore. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمُ الْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقْرِ وَرَضِيتُمُ الزَّرْعَ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ظُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you become involved in عِينَ, عِينَ is river, Visa cards, credit cards, all these types of mortgages and car notes. When you become involved in عِينَ and taking hold of the tails of the cows, meaning being only concerned with the worldly things, and you become pleased with just being farmers, agriculture, and you leave off jihad, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, Allah will put over you humiliation until, and He won't remove it, until you return to your deen. And the fifth thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, and this auspicious hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا لَمْ تَحْكُمْ أَئِمَّتُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَخَيَّرُوا مِمَّا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, and you will never find a time that the people who they have imams among them, leaders among them, rulers among them, that they don't rule by that which Allah has revealed, and they don't rule by His book. You'll never see that. إِلَّا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ, except that Allah will make the Muslims fight each other. Except that Allah will make the Muslims be a fitna for each other because of the leaders and the rulers not judging by the book of Allah and that which Allah has revealed. They make options in it. Well, we'll choose this, we'll choose that. Like the president, the leader of Tunisia, 45 or 50 years ago and up until this day, judging by that which Allah has not revealed, taking options. He made it in his law book. It's in the law, in the Tunisian law, that polygamy is haram. And if you take another wife, you'll be locked up, or you have to get rid of your first wife. Haram to do that which Allah has ordered in the Quran. And like in Egypt, where it is a law that you cannot be buried under the ground. You have to be buried on top of the ground in a tomb like the Kaaba. And we can go all around the Muslim world and we find the leaders not judging by the book of Allah and not taking what Allah revealed in its entirety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the Muslims fight each other. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are living in a time of fitna. And the only way that we can survive this fitna is to return to practicing Islam in its entirety. Don't take the issues that seem small. And insignificant, which are really large. Practice every single sunnah that comes in front of you. Every sunnah that you hear and that you read, try your best to practice it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not test us and try us with these plagues and these diseases and these famines and these droughts if we all return to our deen. Not one of us, not three of us, but when all the Muslims return to their deen, that's when Allah will remove His trial from us.
And until then, we have to be patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He is punishing us with or what He is trying us with, because no sword and no tank and no bullet and no scud missile can remove the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way to get back, the only way to get protection from Allah is with Allah. The only way to get protection from Allah is with Allah. The only way to get protection from Allah is with Allah, as one of the Salaf said of the past, مَنْ خَافَ شَيْءٍ هَرَبَ مِنْهُ وَمَنْ خَافَ اللَّهَ هَرَبَ إِلَيْهِ. Whoever fears a thing, they run away from it. Whoever fears Allah, they run to Him. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.